The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 16, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Need of God or not? Whether there is need of God.
The scientists say no, Srila Prabhupada.
Let us ask him.
They say there's neither need nor usefulness.
What is your opinion, scientist? There is need of God.
They may say there is no necessity, but no. The fact is that there must be.
Yes.
Otherwise, we cannot conceive of how things are going on.
Nitya, nityanam, chetana, chetana. Just like in the modern days, government, they have abolished monarchism. But still, why they elect a president? Why?
Must be leadership.
Must be. That is the point. If you have abolished monarchy, then why you are electing another rascal to become a monarch? What is the answer? Why do you need it?
Because they need law and order.
Yes, there must be. In our organization, just like in each temple, we elect a president. Then we get GBC, then above all, I am. So that is needed. It is not conventional. It is needed. Therefore, above everything, there must be God. So in these people, they say there is no need of God, there is no use for it. That means they are all rascals.
They themselves want to be like God.
That doesn't matter, you become God. But our point is, there is need of God.
Well, on that basis, on that logic, they would say, yes, there is need, but we can feel that need.
You feel, that's all right. But if you cannot, that is the question. Our definition of God is that He maintains everyone. Can He maintain everyone?
They're
again thinking. What is your present position? You are maintained. You cannot maintain. You are maintained by your boss. He gives you some salary and you fill up your bellies. You rascal, you want to be maintainer. He cannot maintain even a family of five heads. Therefore we say, they're all full of rascals. Rava bhakkasya kuto. That is our shastric conclusion. Anyone who is atheist, non-devotee, he is a rascal. It doesn't matter what post he holds. Our conclusion is that he is a rascal. That's all. He cannot have any good qualification. There is need of God. We'll maintain. Just like children, they require care of their parents. The people require the care of a headman executive. This is essential. We cannot do without God. who is maintaining that the moon is exactly in time, rising, exactly in time, setting.
Only God. Under whose order it is like that?
They say by nature.
What do you mean by nature?
Whose nature?
Who is that? Is another skill. Why this wood is not moving by nature? Unless somebody comes and moves.
They will say that is just the way things are.
Huh?
They'll say that's just the way things are.
But it stops. Your body is moving. But when it stops, you cannot make just the way it is going on.
You also said it is also by nature.
What is that nature? Nature means an instrument. Instrument, there must be one player. Nature is an instrument. It's like this is an instrument. It is not recording by itself. When you push the button, then it works. You cannot say that it is working by nature.
By nature, they mean it happens naturally. Happening naturally, they mean it doesn't require anyone.
No, what things are happening naturally? Your father begets you, therefore you talk. Naturally, you have not come. If your father would not have begotten you through your mother, where, how did you come? Naturally, your mother does not become pregnant. What things happening naturally?
No, but a father impregnating a mother, that is natural.
Why naturally? Father does not pregnant. There are so many now bachelor daddies. Nothing. Nature is an instrument.
And
everything is created. That is Raskalda. He is speaking. He is created by his father. The rascal who is talking like that. You are created by your father.
No, but essentially it says they're not created.
Why not created? I see that your mother became pregnant and you are created. And you are, why is it? Your natural, your mother did not become naturally pregnant. Everything is created. This table is created. You cannot say that it has come naturally.
Well, this form may be created or exist in a certain period of time, but the
energy
is never created.
Yeah, that also we admit. That is another thing. But, therefore we have got two departments, the spiritual world and the material world. In the material world, everything is created. In the spiritual world, not created. It is ever existing. And anything which is created, that is annihilated.
Energy is annihilated.
Huh?
Energy is annihilated.
No, that we also accept. But that energy belongs to whom?
I said because it was never created, it didn't have to be.
No. This material world is created. That you cannot say. It is not created. Everything we see in our front, everything is created.
Why say nothing is created?
No. Created, in this sense, is manifested.
In that sense, but that still isn't the creation of the energy itself.
What is that energy? That is spiritual energy. Therefore we divide material energy and spiritual energy. In the spiritual energy, everything is manifested and non-manifested. And in spiritual energy, everything is ever existing. Sanatana. Parastasmat bhava anya bhaktya bhaktya sanatana. Sanatana means ever existing. There is another nature, but that is not this nature. That we admit.
But this energy was never created.
Huh?
And what is the need for a creator?
No, we admit the energy is not created, but the energy comes from the energetic energy, just like you may become angry. So that anger energy is there in you, but it is not manifested. So there are certain energies which sometimes manifested, sometimes not manifested. So this energy, material energy, is of God. This energy is sometimes manifested, sometimes not manifested. But there is another energy which is eternal. That is spiritual world. That is, this is scientific study.
Talk may be of use in a religious sphere, but it has no use ultimately in terms of science.
Well, everywhere it is useful, because in scientific world also you follow leader. Sir Isaac Newton, Professor Einstein, why do you follow? There must be a leader.
Well, they just use the leaders as springboards. They don't accept them as absolute authorities.
No, it may be springboard, but we have to take their help. Because it is springboard, you cannot neglect. What do you think?
No.
Yes, you have to take help.
They feel great accomplishment when they can disprove something that these leaders are proposing.
No, if the leader is rascal, then it is accepted. But if a leader requires, that's a fact. But if you select a wrong leader, then you are misguided. But leader is required. Just like to get birth, there must be a father.
Leader is someone whose words can be accepted. The leader is someone.
Yes.
Or scientist, doesn't matter, anybody whose words are followed by.
Yes, authority. Leader means authority. His instruction is followed, and actually it happens, that is leader.
Scientific community, it changes so often.
Because they are not leader, perfect leader. With imperfect knowledge, they become leader. Therefore, our process is to accept a leader who is perfect. That is our process. And the other fools, they accept a leader who is not perfect. But either we or they must accept a leader. The only difference is that we accept the perfect leader. And they accept the imperfect leader. Therefore, they are cheated.
They will not accept the conception of perfection. They say we do not accept this term, perfection.
Yeah, because they are fools, therefore they are fools. Unless there is conception of perfection, why do you change leader? Why do you make revolution?
Lesser of two evils.
They accept the conception, but they don't accept the reality.
Reality, because they do not know. They have always been misguided by rascals, therefore they cannot think of that there can be perfect. This is called skepticism. Because everyone is faulty, therefore there is no knowledge. This is skepticism. But real knowledge is that as I see, this man is intelligent, that man is intelligent than that man, therefore there is an ideal intelligent man, which he could not find. And that is God. Sarva-kārana-kārana.
It's like when they go and excavate a city under the ground, an old city, and they see that so many things were built, and they say, oh, these people were very intelligent. Although they never saw the person, saw the civilization, they're saying...
By symptoms, they can understand.
So they say, well, we cannot see God. They cannot see people in those past days.
You cannot see the government. But when things are going nicely, you must accept there is God.
Yes.
That is. When things are going on very nicely, regularly, the sun is rising regularly, moon is rising regularly, seasons are changing, the waves are flowing, everything, then you have to accept that there is God. And as we have got experience here in this material, government is impersonal, but at the end there is a president. Similarly, the whole government, the complete government, may be impersonal in the beginning, but at the end there is a person. That supreme person, Bhagavan. Brahmeti paramatmeti, Bhagavan iti sabdhati. Yes. Paramatma is representative of God, just like the president has got so many representatives, governors. Similarly, Paramatma is the localized representative of God, and God is personal, and the whole government is impersonal. This is the concept. When we say government, you cannot localize. What? Who is that person? Government. That is impersonal. But when we find governor, that localized person. And then above them, all of them, and there is president, he is supreme person. This is our practical example. Similarly, nature is working impersonally. But there are officers. They are called demigods. And above them all, there is the Supreme Lord. He is Bhagavan. And this idea, where from has come? The president, the governors, and the government. Janmadasya jataha. It has come from there. Because the origin, the same thing is there.
They will say Srila Prabhupada.
They are rascals, they will say anything. But this is the fact. When a madman speaks, he speaks all nonsense. But we are not madmen. We cannot accept their nonsense. What they will say.
Even in a group of chickens,
yeah,
there is one who is
mother chicken.
The head chicken, chicken, or monkeys. There's also what's called pecking order. One is the top, and then there's one at the end who gets the least, and all there's gradations in between. In any group, there's always like that. So they say simply the reason we have government with one man head is because that's the natural pecking order of chickens.
Yes, that's all right. Why this natural order has come? It is needed. There is no chance. That is ascetic. There is no chance. There is no chance.
Whatever develops out of necessity, but not out of design.
No, there is design. They do not know it. Maya dhakshena. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Dhakshena means under my superintendence. That means under some plan. What is the plan of this material world? The plan of material world is that some rascals, living entities, they wanted to enjoy. So God has given this plan, all right, to enjoy. This is the plan. And not only enjoy, you enjoy, again come back. This is the plan. Pravitti, nivitti. First of all, he's given. They are like to take all facilities of enjoyment. That's what Veda is. You enjoy like this, and after you have fulfilled your enjoyment, come back again. This is God's mercy.
This is testing ground. Okay, it's a testing platform. Well, you can experience what we wanted.
Yeah.
And after that we can...
We wanted to enjoy. God has given full freedom to enjoy. But this enjoyment is not perfect. Therefore, God comes. He says, now you have enjoyed, but you have not enjoyed, you have simply suffered. Therefore, please come back again. Sarva-dharma paritya mami.
If we don't experience, we may not know that we are suffering.
Yes, because we have got little freedom. Therefore, this freedom is given. All right. So, by freedom, sometimes you are becoming Lord Brahma and sometimes the germ in the stool. This is going on. Otherwise, why there are so many different types of living entities? That freedom is acting under three modes, satagon, rajagon, tamagon, and when they are multiplied, 3 into 3 equals 9, 9 into 81, there were 8,400,000 species. They experience everything. That is evolution. Coming down, again going up, coming down, again. Bhutta bhutta paliyate. So when it becomes exasperated, no more they want to become merging into the Supreme. When they are fatigued after being Karmi, then Jnani, this is not good. What is actually our aim of life? Let us search out. But they, because they make research in their teeny brain, they come to the conclusion, voidism and impersonalism. They make it zero, this botheration. That is also imperfect. So when they come to Bhagavan and engage in the service, and then it's perfect. Original.
They want things by experimental knowledge, and when they fail it, they say it is nothing.
Yes. That is God. First of all, they try to enjoy. When they fail, the jackal in the orchard, first of all try to get the grapes, jumping, jumping, jumping. When he could not get, then he said, it is sour, don't require. Then he said, Brahma Sattva Jagan Mithya. This is all false. Let us go to Brahma. This is that. First of all, they try, escort me. And all this life after life, when he finds that there is nothing. Oh, it is all false. Grapes are sour. Jackal jumping. There is need of God. You can write article.
Need of God.
Yeah, there is need. Absolute need.
And need to trust in God.
Yes. Exactly like that. Child needs parents and absolute surrender to them. That is natural.
You need parents to be born at all. You need parents
to be born. Yeah. So that he may grow. That Upendra's wife and child, the child is so restless, not for a single moment. And the mother has to take care. She requires the mother to take care.
The child is automatically taken care of by the parents.
Yes, but he does not know. Child is foolish, he does not know. Samithi, everything is taken care of by God. He is supplying food, he is supplying season, he is supplying lights, everything I require. But we are so rascals to deny.
Well, I say, because there's discrepancies in that supply. Some people starve to death, freeze to death.
Yes, that is not discrepancy. Just like a mother, when the child is diseased, don't take. You cannot take. You must starve. If he thinks it is discrepancy, that is his foolishness. That is foolishness.
Well, it's like if a big tornado comes and kills 1,000 people.
Yes, because on account of their sins, because they do not know. Why government hangs one person? Is there government discrepancy? When government says, the judge says, this man must be hanged, is it discrepancy? It is justice.
It's like that one Indian chemist, Dhruv Damodar Bhrat. He said that philosophy is killing India. People just sit by and watch each other die instead of trying to help each other.
That he is Raskar. No Indian is dying. Yeah, you are going three times, four times India, who is dying? Everyone is dying, natural death. This is all propaganda. To make their position secure, that's all. I have never seen anyone dying for starvation. I have pointed out so many times that 50 years ago this class of men lying on the footpath, now the food grains have risen price 50 times. Still he is living. Still he is living. But he has to live in that condition. Although he must have increased his income, otherwise how he is purchasing foodstuff 50 times. But in spite of his increasing income, he must live like that. Apart from India, why in your country or in Europe? So many hippies, like, why? They have no want.
Not as many.
Huh? Oh, you have not seen Amsterdam. Full, one big park. Hundreds and thousands of hippies are lying on this ground. Hundreds and thousands. You have been in Amsterdam? I have seen it personally.
But not like India where there's millions.
No, India you'll not find. Then in the park, hundreds and thousands are lying. You'll never find.
Well, you'll find them living in sewer pipes.
Anyway, our proposition is that one class of men must lie down like that.